With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says by Israel working closely with President Trump, they can achieve an era of peace through strength.
And this meeting will deal with the important issues, critical issues facing Israel and our region. A victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all our hostages, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis and all its components, an axis that threatens the peace of Israel, the Middle East, and the entire world.
They will be holding talks Tuesday in Washington. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the latest hostage exchange was the smoothest yet of the four that have taken place and was also accompanied by the reopening of Gaza's Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Also, at srnnews.com, high-level talks over the weekend in Central America.
On a visit to Panama, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is telling Panamanian President José Raúl Mulino that his country must immediately reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal area or face potential retaliation from the Trump administration. Rubio, on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat, held face-to-face talks with Mulino, who later said that there's no real threat of retaking the canal or the use of force. President Donald Trump has demanded that the canal be returned to U.S. control. I'm Donna Warder.
City of New Orleans spending some 18 months getting ready to host the Super Bowl next Sunday. A New Year's Day attack, of course, raising questions about security lapses and triggered some suits and investigations. But city, state, and federal officials insisting they are more than prepared. Officials and security contractors say there will be thousands of officers on duty. This is SRN News. Abortion is an Oregon value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's highest court ruling the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. This latest decision comes after attorneys for the state asking the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, is challenging the abortion ban as violating the state constitution. This is SRN News. Federal officials approving a new type of pain pill designed to eliminate the risk of addiction and overdose associated with opioid medications.
They tried a new approach here by looking at mechanisms by which the drug works that's elsewhere in the body besides in the brain. So it really works on the peripheral nerves. Less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
Mayo Clinic pharmacist Michael Hsu. Dr. Charles Argoff at Albany Medical Center says he welcomes the new alternative known as Zyrnavex.
The new medication has side effect profiles that are inherently not only different, but don't involve the risk of substance abuse and other key side effects associated with opioids that really make it very exciting that we have this new option.
More details at srnnews.com.